KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Three Southwest Iowa school districts held special elections Tuesday with a reorganization in Fremont County failing by a 7-vote margin, while a tax increase was approved in Avoca. In Pottawatomie County, voters in Avoca, Hancock, Shelby, and Tennant approved a tax increase for school infrastructure projects, including transportation, facility repairs, and technology. A total of 450 ballots were cast, with a 273-177 split, earning a 60% supermajority. An expanded physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, allows the AHST Community School District to collect up to $1 per $1,000 of taxable valuation for those specific purposes. The levy will be a combination of property taxes and income sales taxes, and the district does not have to collect the full amount each year. Voters in the Hamburg and Farragut school districts were asked to reorganize their districts into a combined Nishnabotna Community School District. And while voters in Farragut overwhelmingly approved the proposal, 372-32, voters in Hamburg narrowly defeated the merger with a 271-264 decision. Both school districts' voters had to approve the reorganization by a simple majority. One overvote with both yes and no selected and one undervote with neither choice selected were recorded, according to results released Tuesday night by the Fremont County Auditor's Office. Early returns showed Hamburg firmly split 22-22 in absentee ballots. Hamburg residents had bemoaned the decision to create a joint high school in 2012, and the Hamburg School Board decided earlier this year not to renew the contract of shared superintendent with Farragut, which forced both districts to hire independent leadership. D. Owen, deputy auditor in charge of elections, said a recount would be done if someone officially requests it. She said the ballots were hand-counted Tuesday evening. Turnout was about 35% in Farragut and 45% in Hamburg, according to unofficial returns. Without the reorganization, the Hamburg and Farragut districts have pledged to continue whole grade sharing. Officials from both districts will go before the School Budget Review Committee in January and the Iowa Department of Education in February to address deficiencies and overspending. Officials have warned that significant cuts may be necessary to address spending in excess of each district's spending authority. With enrollment under the threshold the state considers viable, Hamburg and Farragut also face the possibility of being dissolved if they cannot address the state's concerns. Another Republican candidate has announced intentions to run for an Iowa Senate seat in District 12, which covers a section of southwest Iowa. Margaret Stoldorf of Red Oak will be on the ballot for the December 30th special election. Stoldorf is running for the seat that was held by U.S. Senate-elect Joni Ernst, who won the nomination for the Senate post on November the 4th, and has formally submitted her resignation from the Iowa Senate. Stoldorf was a member of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, a corporate executive, a small business owner, and had served as manager of her family's farm, in addition to working in law enforcement. She currently serves as the Montgomery County Republican Chair, 3rd District Republican Executive Committee Chair, and is a co-founder and leader of IGOP, a coalition of local Republican organizations. In addition to Stoldorf, farmer Seth Watkins of Clarinda, Fremont County Supervisor Kara Marker Morgan and State Representative Mark Costello are vying for Ernst's seat. On Monday, December 1st, Governor Branstad called for a special election for State Senate District 12 due to the resignation of State Senator Joni Ernst. And that district covers all of Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, and Taylor counties. Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke says the deadline to pre-register to vote for the special election is by 5 p.m. Friday, December 19th. There is a special election day registration, but specific documentation must be provided. And if possible, she says, register before that special election day. The deadline to request an absentee ballot to be mailed is 5 p.m. Wednesday, December 24th. Absentee request forms are available at the county website at montgomerycountyiowa.com or at your county auditor's office. In District 12, requests forms will have to be completed prior to receiving an absentee ballot, and you should return that form as soon as possible. The ballots will be mailed as soon as they're ready. The Montgomery County Auditor's Office said they will be closed Thursday and Friday, December 25th and 26th, but open for absentee voting on Saturday, December 27th from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for absentee voting. On Tuesday, December 30th, polls for the special election will be open from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. If you have any questions, you can call the Montgomery County Auditor's Office. In the funeral announcements, Michael Monk, age 51, of rural Audubon County, died Saturday at his home near Manning. Funeral services for Michael Monk will be today at 10:30 in Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Peterson, age 96, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Raymond Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Bernhardt, age 88, who's formerly of Atlantic, died November 26th in Kansas City. Funeral services for Richard Bernhardt will be today at 1:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don Brahms, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of the Cumberland area, died Monday. Funeral services for Don Brahms will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Francis Weiss, age 76, of Exira, died November 26th. Funeral services for Francis Weiss will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Jeremy Brewer, age 36, of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Des Moines. Services for Jeremy Brewer will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Richard Job, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday. A memorial service for Richard Job will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. John Jacob Simons, age 43, of Des Moines, died Monday. A memorial funeral mass for John Simons will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has the arrangements. George Musfelt, age 90, of Irwin, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for George Musfelt will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Barbara Cornish, age 90, of Baird, died Sunday in Perry. Funeral services for Barbara Cornish will be Friday at 6 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Letha Davis, age 102, of the Avondale area, died Saturday in Phoenix, Arizona. Funeral services for Letha Davis will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Mary Masur, age 78, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Masur will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Fiandallo, age 62, of Shelby, died Saturday. A memorial service for Ronald Fiandallo will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Simon, age 72, of Atlantic, died November 25th. No services are planned, but a visitation for Ronald Simon will be Saturday from 11 a.m. until noon at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Milo Mike Keeney, age 73, of Guthrie Center, died November 26th. Services for Mike Keeney are pending at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Merlin John Norton, age 72, of Atlantic, died Friday. Services for John Norton will be on December 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marie Christine Johnson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marie Johnson are pending at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.